Baruch Dayan Ba'emet. These words have been recited tens and thousands of times over the past week. These words, perhaps more than anything else on the surface, reflect this historic week of pain, grief, horror, and still almost a week later, sheer disbelief. But when I open my eyes and I look out at each and every one of you this evening, different expressions surface. I think of the words that we say each and every morning, Ashreinu, Matol Chalkeinu. How fortunate, how lucky we are that this is our lot. I think of the words of the prophets that we recite each and every Shabbos afternoon. Mi ka'amcho Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like you, the nation of Israel? I think of the words of our rabbis, ki ish echad b'lev echad, a people that is united in the deepest of way. I think of the words that still ring in our ears. Ki anu banecha viata avinu. Anu tzonecha viata roenu. Undoubtedly, this has been a week of unimaginable and unspeakable horror. Indeed, we have seen evil at its worst. If there was any sense of innocence and naivete in the world, it has since been shattered and destroyed. But my friends, that is not the only, and I don't even believe that is the primary defining feature of this past week. There is another force, a counterforce, which by all accounts appears exponentially greater, both qualitatively and quantitatively. The goodness and the kindness, the chesed, the sophisticated coordination, the mobilization, the implementation on a global level, it is literally staggering. The unity, a small semblance of which is reflected here this evening. The storming of the heavens, prayers of adults and children, people who have not stepped foot in a synagogue in decades, pounding the gates of heaven. Yes, the Jewish people were attacked, and we have bled, and we are still bleeding. Our land was invaded and was violated, and our tears have flowed as rivers. But that is not the message of this week. Look around tonight and you can see what has emerged. That extraordinary force that always lies dormant, apparently right below the surface. The spirit of the Jew is unbreakable. The resilience of the Jew is unshakable. The faith of the Jew is unconquerable. Several hours ago, my mind reminded me of the first, and perhaps the only other time I have and ever will speak in Votee Park. Some of you must have been there. It was 14 and a half years ago, almost to the day, in this very place. It was to gather as a community and recite a bracha that is recited once every 28 years, the Birchas Hachama. And I had the opportunity to speak at that time. And remarkably, I remember exactly what I said. It was the day before Pesach. It was on the eve of Passover. And I cited the words of our rabbis who tell us that b'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam lirsas atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mi'mitzrayim. That in each and every generation, a person is to see oneself as if he or she is literally participating and living the exodus. I am leaving, not them. I am experiencing redemption. And I wondered then, and I wonder again with you now, why do our rabbis say b'chol dor v'dor in each and every generation? The mitzvah to recount the story of the Exodus is not a once in a generation obligation, it is an annual one. And so therefore, our rabbis should more accurately instruct us, b'chol shana v'shana, chayiv adam liras atzmo. And I believe the answer is, because in all truth, there are moments in life in which it is simply impossible to taste and to sense and to feel the redemption. There are moments in life in which we don't feel saved. There is just too much going on within us and around us, and that obstructs our ability to see things with the clarity we need to really achieve that experience at the Pesach Seder. But if we zoom out, and if we look at our history, not moment by moment and frame by frame, but rather decade by decade and generation by generation, we see light, we see redemption, and we see miracles everywhere we look. Everyone here tonight, but especially the children, I am speaking to the children who do not yet have the generational perspective that your parents and grandparents do. I want you to know one thing. The nation of Israel is thriving and strong. The Torah of Israel is alive and flourishing. And the land of Israel, the eternal land of the Jewish people, is growing and lovingly waiting for all of her children to return. Thank you.